Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We continue our focus on the coronavirus this week. The latest numbers, there are 164 known presumptive positive coronavirus cases in Massachusetts. 45 have been confirmed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As of today, there can be no gatherings of 25 or more people in the state. Beginning tomorrow, all schools in the Commonwealth will be closed for the next 3 weeks. And all restaurants and bars will only be able to offer takeout. We're devoting the full hour today to the coronavirus and to taking your questions, beginning with our latest edition of Mondays with the Mayor. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is joining us now, fresh from a press conference. Mayor Walsh, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. This is very unprecedented times that we're living in, and all of the decisions that are being made on a national, statewide, and local levels all across the Commonwealth are difficult decisions, and I appreciate you guys covering this and dedicating the time on the radio, because listeners have questions and concerns, and I think that information is important to get out to as many people as possible.
So you heard the mayor. What are your questions and concerns? He has joined us, is ready to talk. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK, or tweet us at Radio Boston. Mayor Walsh, I just want to start by asking you, how are you and how are you feeling today?
You know, I'm good. You know, a lot of people second-guessing and double-guessing decisions that are being made, but everything that we're doing is on abundance of caution to try and prevent the spread of this virus. We're at the numbers in Boston today are 33. You mentioned the statewide numbers a little while ago, and I'm expecting those numbers as we get more tests in here to go up. But I think if we can have somewhat of a leveling off of this at some point in the near future, I think we'll get to the recovery piece faster. I think that there's a lot of different industries that are concerned about, for example, the construction industry today. I'm getting calls now in text after we made this announcement saying, the construction industry is going to be crippled. I mean, quite honestly, the coronavirus is crippling a lot of different industries. The stock market's down again today, and I think what we need to do now is stop, focusing on the greater good and the greater population to try and prevent the spread of this virus as best as possible. The decisions that I make or the governor makes, or working with everybody, they're difficult decisions. I mean, a month ago, none of us thought, I didn't think I'd be certainly sitting here talking to you about the coronavirus. I thought we'd be talking about schools and affordable housing and building more housing and lack of supply of housing. I mean, I look forward to getting back to those days where we're working on those issues. But right now it's 100% coronavirus, and it's something that, trying to stay ahead of it and not see what's happening in France and in Italy and other places around the world.
Mayor Walsh, you mentioned construction a minute ago. I think that is, in fact, one of the things that you made an announcement about in the press conference you just came from. Do you want to give our listeners the headlines from that press conference and the messages you delivered?
Basically, effective tomorrow, we're going to be suspending all regular activity at construction sites in Boston. All sites should maintain crews. They need to keep the site safe and secure. All sites will be safe from anyone on the site or near the site, so meaning lock up the building and do the best to close it in. Materials that are on the sites on these buildings that are open up top need to be secured from blowing away in the wind. We need to take safety measures should be taken to prevent any type of trespassing. We're allowing this work to be done the rest of this week. And after the sites have been made safe, skeleton crews will be permitted for the remainder of the suspension. This is not an easy decision, but we're going to be working. We are going to be doing, we'll be allowing to do emergency work in the city of Boston, and that work will be approved by the city of Boston's Inspection Service Department. We're going to prioritize the work that will be happening to keep our neighborhood safe. So as far as emergency repairs, gas leaks and things like that, utility hookups. But it's important. I mean, we have to be concerned about our construction workers as well. The difference here in construction compared to a lot of the other industry is that in other industries, people can work from home and get work done. Construction is not one of those.
So. And Mayor Walsh, have you had any response from the construction industry as yet to that announcement?
We're getting some. We're getting mixed feelings, and that's fine. But my priority is not to gauge on if I'm popular or not. My concern right here is to make sure that we keep the workers safe and keep the virus from spreading. That's ultimately our goal here.
You also had an announcement today about the fund that you worked over the weekend to put together. Would you like to tell us some more about that?
Yeah, we're working on Boston's Resiliency Fund. It's a partnership between a lot of different stakeholders here in the city of Boston. And basically what we want to do is create a fund that's going to be helping. It's a goal that we're trying to get to help. Our main objectives are food access, technology supports for our student learners, and also supports for child care, for healthcare workers and first responders. This is as we move forward. Again, this is a fund that's being created. I'm hoping we don't need this fund. I'm hoping we don't have to tap into this fund. I'm hoping that this moves beyond it. But in the case of food access or support for our children at home, our students from the Boston Public Schools, or healthcare workers for child care, those are the top priorities.
When do you expect the fund to come online, and how will people learn about how to access it, apply, et cetera?
I mean, they can go on City of Boston. I'll get the exact website for you for the fund in a second. But they can go on if they want to go make donations online. And we've already secured almost $9 million.
And you're partnering with a number of private businesses, the Boston Foundation, et cetera.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of folks. I'll get you the list in a minute.
Okay. I also want to ask you, the MBTA announced this afternoon that starting tomorrow, trains and buses are going to run on reduced service. This is based on guidance from the State Department of Health. What's your reaction to this announcement by the T?
I mean, again, I think out of an abundance of caution, the T is cutting back on service. That having less service will obviously affect a lot of businesses in town, including construction. Many construction workers depend on the MBTA to get to and from work. And so I think that the MBTA is making the right call here. Everything we can do right now on the front end to secure safety is something that we don't have to. If we can limit the amount of coronavirus spread here in Boston and Massachusetts, that's key.
And I also wanted to ask, what about in terms of hospital workers, people who are trying to use public transportation to get to the food centers that you're establishing for families of school students, et cetera?
Yeah, well, we're hopeful that the food access, you won't need the T for that. We're putting it in your neighborhoods. We spread it around the city. So, for example, our 57,000 kids that are accessing food tomorrow in their neighborhoods, it'll either be a community center or another venue that they'll be able to go and pick up their meals. Parents have that information sent home with them today, and we emailed them as well. So, for example, if you're going to school in Mattapan and you live in Dorchester, you won't have to go to Mattapan or to your school to get access to food. It'll be in your neighborhood. So breaking it down by geography and neighborhoods.
1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to join the conversation. We've got Francie. Sorry, go ahead.
Before Francie comes on, just real quick.
Yeah.
On the Boston Resiliency Fund, it's boston.gov/resiliency fund. And then the folks that have contributed $1 million and have been helpful, just if you build me for 30 seconds, Jeff Lydon at Vertec Pharmaceutical, Ann Kobensky at Partners Healthcare, Jack Connors, Liberty Mutual, Bain Capital, Gross Family Foundation, Mass Mutual, John and Cindy Fish, and I'd also like to thank Station McNaught and Sharon McNally for helping us create the fund, the Shaw Family Foundation, the Boston Foundation, and my team here at City Hall.
And again, that's boston.gov/resiliency fund.
Yes.
All one word?
Yep.
Great. And callers, would love to get some callers from Boston who may have specific questions for the mayor regarding, let's say, bars and restaurants or closings of schools tomorrow, et cetera. I do want to pick up Francie on the line from Milton. Francie, go ahead.
Hi there. I'm just a mile outside of Boston,
yes.
Milton. Anyway, my question is, are salons and day spas, I have not heard anything about them being included in this. My son's partner works in a salon in New York City, a very high-end day spa, and she is upset because they're expected to come into work.
That's a good question, Francie.
Yeah.
Mayor Walsh, how are you thinking about that?
I don't have the answer. I know that we have in the state, the governor's order was no more than 25 people in a gathering. In our city, we closed down our Boston Center for Youth and Families gyms and basketball courts today and pools. But there has been no, to my knowledge right now, there's been no regulation on that statewide, and there's been none on the city either.
1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We've got Nancy on the line from Framingham with a pretty important healthcare-oriented question. Nancy, go ahead.
Yes, I'm on dialysis in Framingham, and I'm going to be on dialysis for the rest of my life, 3 times a week, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And starting on Thursday of last week, the drivers of transportation, I take private transportation at Chairvan Tuesdays and Thursdays, and the ride on Saturday are not allowed into the facility anymore. The staff members meet us, patients at the door. We patients are in various stages of health or poor health. Some, besides being on dialysis, also are on oxygen.
So, Nancy, what's your question? I'm sorry to be short on time, but what's your question for Mayor Walsh?
What I'm trying to say is that the governor recommends that people, you know, not congregate in groups more than 25, but the number of patients and staff at any one time at the facility are more than 25.
That's a great question. And, Mayor Walsh, I mean, the city's hospitals are going to be dealing with similar kinds of questions for people who are getting chronic care. How do we address that?
I think a lot of those hospitals are preparing for that now, so they're going to make arrangements to have what's called community distancing, where there's 5 or 6 feet besides people. I think that at some point, you know, I would suggest that people, if you're going to go in for your doctor's appointment, just check with your doctor or the nurse practitioner or whoever you're calling to make sure your appointments are still on.
And Mayor Walsh, I kind of want to stay on the healthcare question for a minute. You know, we are seeing some concerning reports that Massachusetts hospitals are not or may not be ready for the kind of influx of patients that could be coming. And, of course, Boston, the city itself, is a hospital-rich environment. Do you have concerns about the shape of the curve as it comes and whether we've got the capacity, and what can the city do to work with hospitals to increase that capacity or ensure that there is capacity there?
I mean, I think we're all concerned about the curve, and we're all concerning because we have no idea what the high point's going to be. And I think that, you know, hospitals are working really diligently right now to be able to be prepared for whatever number of patients they think potentially will have to go into hospital. It's the same thing as in the city. You know, we're literally systematically going through different departments and seeing, you know, who can work from home, who has to be here, what are the essential opportunities. You know, some people have said we should just shut City Hall down. We can't just shut City Hall down because we provide critical functions. And I think that as we move forward here, I mean, I think that as every day goes by, we're more prepared for handling whatever crisis might come. But I think this is still a very fluid situation, and people are still trying to make sure we have all the things in preparation. I can say this for the city. We're offering any support to the hospitals and to the state that's needed. If we can be helpful in a particular case or situation that they need help in, whatever that might be, we're here to help.
Let's stay on that for a second. Here's Dr. Peter Slavin. He's the president of Mass General Hospital. This was him on NBC's Meet the Press this weekend.
Our supplies are low. I hear from hospitals around our region and around our country that their supplies are low, and we need the federal government to engage in a Manhattan Project to get industry to create surgical masks, eye protection devices, right, gowns, so that our healthcare workers can engage in this battle. We wouldn't want to send soldiers into war without helmets and armor. We don't want to do the same with our healthcare workers.
So, Mayor Walsh, I'm thinking about the level of mobilization you've done in the last couple of days on the Resiliency Fund. So many major contributors, a tremendous amount of money in a short amount of time. What is the equivalent of that to make sure that hospitals are supplied, healthcare workers have childcare, you know, the necessary equipment is in place? And
I think there's a couple different things there that we have to, the way I look at it. I think when it comes to child care, obviously the Resiliency Fund can be helpful. I think with Dr. Slavin, he's been a tremendous help here in the city of Boston to us here. I've talked to him several times this weekend, making sure that the equipment that they need is there, and that it's not being diverted somewhere else. And I think that that's a different kind of situation. If we can help Dr. Slavin and the hospital providers with that, we will. I think when it comes to capacity, as far as having people inpatient, that's another thing we can try and be helpful there with the state. With the hospitals. I think when it comes to capacity and potentially doing more and more testing, that's where we can jump in. We have large pieces of land that we could set up tents and really think about helping the testing along with our health center. So I think there's a lot there, and we've been working with the hospital providers and in some cases following their lead, and then offering them the assistance. Anything we can do to be helpful.
1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We've got Peggy on the line from Jamaica Plain. Peggy, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I was wondering, with the school closures, if the Boston school bus drivers will still be transporting youngsters to their medical appointments from the Early Learning Center and other Boston public schools.
Probably. I'm not sure the answer to that, Peggy. I'll have to check in. I wasn't aware that was happening. But the bus drivers have been great. They offered and things that we need them to help us with. We have to talk to them and work with them. So they offered to help us with food and other things. I'm not sure as far as medical appointments. I'd have to look into that. I don't have an answer for you on that one.
So, Mayor Walsh, the Boston Public Schools do close tomorrow. What kind of response are you getting from families, especially those worried about childcare and being able to continue to work? And what advice or options do you have for them from the city?
I think, you know, a lot of parents are just concerned about what's happening. Every time they turn on the TV or pick up the newspaper, they're focused on the coronavirus. I think every day, as every day goes by, more and more parents are home with their children. Employers are allowing people to work from home. You know, and that's what we're seeing. I mean, Boston, I'm looking out my window now here at City Hall, and there's only a couple people I see walking through Faneuil Hall. When on a normal Monday, there's hundreds of people. And I think that there are more and more people adhering to the recommendations of trying to stay home and with each other and not contact with other folks. I think the advice I'd have is just as you think about parents, you know, having birthday parties and things like that, I would say that's probably not the best thing to do at this particular moment, because we're still in the prevention stage of trying to prevent the spread of the virus. I'd also suggest that, you know, if you have elderly parents and their grandparents, be very careful, but that, you know, you're keeping distance so that we don't, older population is more vulnerable to the coronavirus and further implications. So we want to make sure that we're keeping people safe, and that's really important. And, you know, read as much information on it as you can.
Let's grab a call from Sue in Roxbury now. Sue, you're on the line with Mayor Marty Walsh.
Hi, good afternoon, Mayor. This is Sue. I'm calling. I work at Project Hope in Boston, right in Roxbury, Dorchester.
I know it well, on Dudley Street.
Yes, yes, sir. And although we are unfortunately needing to close our actual building beginning tomorrow so that folks are not able to come in through the building, we are wanting people to know that we are there for them. We have our phone number up on our website, an email address, et cetera. Some of the things that people want to access could necessitate Wi-Fi, internet access, and many of our participants, our program participants, do not have that. Can you say a little bit about some of the services that the city can put in place so that more of our participants are able to access what we can provide through internet resources?
Yeah, thank you for that. That was one of the biggest challenges I had with closing libraries down, is that many people use libraries to access the internet, get their news from the library. And when we had a long discussion this morning about whether or not to keep it open on a limited basis, and ultimately we came down on the side of closing it. In saying that, we're working with our IT department, working with a lot of the providers to have our Wicked Free Wi-Fi. It's installed in some communities where people can access internet services, and we're also working to see how we can get broader internet services across low-income communities that don't have it, because we want to get as much information to those folks as possible. So that's still a fluid situation. We're still working on it, and I would expect us to be making announcements on things like that in the coming days.
So, Mayor Walsh, just to clarify for our listeners, the Boston Public Library Network will be closing. Is that correct?
It will be closing as of 6 o'clock tonight.
All right. The other thing that I know last week when we talked, you were concerned about is if you closed schools, that 78% of the young people in the schools qualify and receive free breakfast and lunch or subsidized breakfast and lunch. You have put a plan in place. Do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about that plan and how you can execute it while maintaining social distancing?
Yeah, our plan's in place. We've identified spots in neighborhoods that in communities that our young people live in that will be beginning that food service tomorrow. We'll be posting. We're asking people to 6 feet apart when they come to pick up the meals. Going into whether it's they're all buildings, but different sites, and they're set up differently. Some have bigger spaces than others. We're also going to be passing out information on the coronavirus to all the parents and children that come tomorrow in several different languages, so we can get it out to different communities, and that's something that's important.
You know, in the time we have left, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Mayor Walsh, was sort of the staggering that's happened between the city of Boston and the state on various announcements and changes in policy. So, for example, you were ahead of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in determining that you wanted to close the Boston public schools. You closed them for longer when Governor Charlie Baker announced the Massachusetts-wise closing. It was shorter. At one point, you were concerned about gatherings of more than 50 people. Then Governor Baker came out with gatherings of more than 25 people. How are you working to coordinate with the state? And is it important to be in sync with the state, or is this a time where cities and towns you think should be out front?
No, I think there's going to be times like yesterday with the hotels and bar rooms when we came out with a proposal and the governor came out with a different proposal a few hours later. I think that's going to happen. People have to understand that we're working in many different areas and many different silos, if you will, on different issues, and there's not always going to be able to reflect and have the long extended conversation about what should be right. We'd be done.
But that does seem like that's really hard on people, Mayor Walsh, to have these
I think everything's hard on people, and I think as long as we don't spin it as disconnect, I think we're okay with that. And I think that, you know, this is something that has never happened in our lifetime before. We're talking about a worldwide global epidemic that we're working on here, and we're trying to move as best we can forward. And I think, you know, when you think about Boston, I'm dealing with, you know, 28, 29, 30 different neighborhoods, and the governor's working on 351 different cities and towns. So, I mean, I think that we have to just continue to move forward here. And at the end of the day, it's about making sure the residents of our city and the Commonwealth are safe and protected, and that they have the services that they need. This is nothing that any elected official wanted to wake up to and have this situation staring us in the face like it is. And I think that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're going to continue to work as best we can in getting information out and be on the same page. There's going to be a time where information might be a little confused. But in yesterday's case with the bars and restaurants, we came out with a policy that was a policy that we thought through and thought might have been a good response to what we saw with lines at St. Patrick's Day. And the governor came out with a stronger policy. And I think that at the end of the day, it's about keeping people safe.
I do want to ask you one more question. You've called on the city to be Boston strong again. What do you expect and most need from the residents of Boston right now?
Just to keep an eye, look out for each other, work together. I know, and you know, patience is important for all of us as we all continue to have a changing world that we live in right now. And for the folks that are at home that are concerned and scared, I want you to know that there are thousands of people that love you and care about you and that are working on your behalf. So if you need to get connected to information, please call the City of Boston at 311 or go to the City of Boston website, boston.gov, and that we're going to get through this. We're all going to get through this, and we're going to be stronger for it.
That is Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering, and this is Radio Boston.